I gotta warn you, this is going to be a particularly shitty podcast. Poop complaints have swelled in all San Francisco neighborhoods except this one. Can you imagine which neighborhood is going to have a reduction of like 20-something percent in their poop complaints? Just think about that. If you're in San Fran, of all the neighborhoods where the poop complaints are going to be reduced, which one comes to mind? It's not the one you're thinking, guaranteed. And this one kind of shocked me as well. And that is the point of this very stinky, stinky topic. Since 2012, San Francisco's 311 hotline, which allows people to make requests of city service representatives, has received more than 230,000 complaints. This is San Fran, 230,000 complaints about human or animal waste in the streets. I talk a lot about Dodge the human fecal matter. I always forget about Dodge the animal fecal matter. I mean, let's not be, you know, let's not play favorites here. Over that period, the number of these calls has been steadily increasing in every San Francisco neighborhood, with one exception. Yep, with one exception. San Francisco Chronicle analysis of feces-related service requests to 311. Just the fact that you have to do that, right? I mean, all right, let's see how many calls we had about poop on the streets or on the sidewalk or somewhere that needs to be cleaned up. This service request to 311 analysis shows that the tenderloin of all neighborhoods, you might think, no, there's no way that can be. There's a good reason for that. There is a reasonable, it's not reasonable, but it makes sense. It's logical. You're like, okay, the tenderloin is just overrun with crazy, right? I mean, it's the neighborhood. Mayor London Breed came out and said, we've got an emergency here. This is all out of control. Well, the tenderloin is the only neighborhood to see a decrease in these complaints in the last decade. While the average neighborhood saw a nearly 400% increase in calls from 2012 to 21, the tenderloin actually saw a 29% decrease. All right. Now, before you start to go off and just start typey like a blogger in the comments, there are some explanations that we're going to get to here. So yeah, don't get all worked up and I'm not listening to that guy anymore. That can't be true. During this period, overall 311 calls also rose across the city by 95%. A lot of it has to do with the accessibility and knowledge that people have. I can actually go online and do a 311 and get help, maybe get help, who knows. But they're encouraged more to do that, and they're doing that more and more. So you got numbers rising, right? But in all neighborhoods except the Tenderloin, the share of those calls related to feces also rose. When someone calls 311 to report feces in the streets, the agency makes a street cleaning service request for a responding agency. This is just an enormous waste of taxpayers' dollars, right? Because if people just picked up their dog's poop, well, that would leave human poop. That is still a massive problem, especially in San Francisco. Can't remember what the point in time count was for San Francisco. Was it around 40,000 homeless folks? I think it was. So yeah, that's a lot of people. And it's not that they, you know, when you see the poop on the sidewalk, all you can think of is, well, yeah, somebody was just so high that they couldn't make it, and so they just let her rip. Or they just don't care. It's the middle of the night, and they're like, I don't want to walk the 10 feet over there to the publicly appointed porta potty. I'm just going to go right here. This is more comfortable. Usually, the Public Works Department all of these requests are recorded in the city's online 311 case data set. They have a specific, you know how fire departments have a specific data set now for homeless encampment fires. You've got one in the 311 case for poop. Yeah, that's right. Which is what the Chronicle used for this analysis. The 311 Customer Service Center confirmed that its independent analysis found similar reductions in the Tenderloin versus other neighborhoods. Overall, feces-related 311 calls in the city may be rising for reasons besides an increase in waste on the streets. For example, the city has since updated the ways in which people can submit requests, made it easier. So more people are doing that. You can go onto the site. You can even do Twitter to help. Can you do TikTok though? Because, I mean, we really need TikTok to, you know, get in there and just monkey things up. So what accounts for the Tenderloin's unusual improvement on this metric? The most likely explanation is the introduction of the San Francisco Public Work Department's pit stop program. This sounds like some kind of NASCAR event, doesn't it? We got a pit stop program going on here. Raise your flags. Yeah. Pit stop program. Okay. Starting in 2014, the pit stop program is an initiative that offers free to use public toilets in select locations. When you hear the cost on this, you will not be shocked, but you'll go, whew, yeah, really? You know, San Francisco has the $20,000 garbage can. Why wouldn't it have a, you know, $500,000 pit stop public toilet? With 33 locations of the pit stop program now open in 13 neighborhoods across the city, what does this tell you about San Francisco and their homelessness issue, their unhoused issue, when they need all of this? You know, people should either be, you know, they should either be in treatment or they should be in some kind of shelter like they are in New York. Or jail, or, you know, one of those categories, you're going to fit the vast majority of these 40,000 people in San Francisco. But because you let people just live wherever willy-nilly, that's why you need all of these pit stop locations. Because people that are in shelters, they've got a restroom there, right? When you let them live just willy-nilly wherever, you got to start building this infrastructure, and San Francisco has gone out of its way to help the homeless just live their lives as best they can on the sidewalks until they don't live their lives anymore. I guess it's what we're doing, right? So the pit stops are attended by paid staff during working hours and offer running water, soap, and other services such as dog waste bags and boxes for needle disposal. That's good. That must be for all the diabetics that, you know, carry needles around and, you know, do their thing. In addition to reducing the amount of human waste in public spaces, public works spokesperson Rachel Gordon said the program also strives to give people a place to use the restroom with dignity. All right, but if you enforce that like other towns do, then people aren't living on the streets and pooping on the sidewalk and causing this endless cycle of need for poop cleanup. Gordon added that the initiative also creates workforce development opportunities because the program employs attendants to oversee the locations. Yeah, but you're taking over the poop people's job. There's going to be less poop on the sidewalk. I mean, you are literally reducing the poop economy in San Francisco. So you got to balance these things out, right? If you have a toilet, there's a chance that people might avail of themselves to that end and not go on the street or sidewalks. That's a huge thing. And you hear it from business owners and you hear it from people in condos and downtowns. Hey, I don't really want to live in here anymore because literally I got to walk down the sidewalk. Oh, that's not good. Or an area just really smells. You know, when you've been to those areas and you look around and you go, yeah, it's pretty clean here, but a lot of homelessness. There was a park next to King County Courthouse. It was City Hall Park. It smelled bad. I mean, you walk down that sidewalk and you go, oh, good Lord, is nobody going inside to the courthouse to use the restrooms? Because they're all doing it right out here. There's no visible poop, but just that smell. And that's why, you know, as taxpayers, we spend hundreds, if not millions of dollars when we do these cleanups, going through and cleaning up the homeless encampments and cleaning up parks where this kind of stuff is going on. We also wanted to improve the livability of a neighborhood. So in the Tenderloin, they've got 1,465 feces calls per 1,000 residents. Yeah, 1.4 calls per resident about feces on the streets, on the sidewalks, in public areas. Just, hey, come clean up the poop. And that's since 2008. The Tenderloin has had among the highest rate of feces calls in the city. It's also the neighborhood with the highest proportion of 3-1 calls that are related to feces. Not shocking, right? Because it's just become this overrun, open-air drug market for everything else that goes along with that, right? In 2010, over 40% of all 311 calls from the Tenderloin were feces related, a much larger share compared with 3% citywide. 40% 311 calls, poop in the Tenderloin. 3% rest of the city. Kind of tells you, is homelessness an issue in the Tenderloin? Yes, it is. The share of 311 calls that are about waste in the Tenderloin streets has since decreased to 17% in 2021. That's good. Well, we got these pit stop toilets. And you know what? You know what one of my thoughts is? People aren't calling on poop in the Tenderloin. It's just standard. It's like Skid Row. Poop on the sidewalks, poop on the street. I mean, when you see these videos and when you look at the homeless encampments and they're along, you know, city streets and sidewalks, you've always just got a bunch of liquid going out into the street. And you're like, oh, did somebody spill their Coke? Did somebody spill their? Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Not good. Yeah. So nearly all of the decrease occurred after the introduction of the pit stop program. Well, we have to have the pit stop program because homelessness is out of control. If it wasn't, would we need the pit stop program? No, probably not as much. All right. So let's just jump down to Gordon said a single pit stop bathroom can cost anywhere from $100,000 to over $600,000 a year to operate, with staffing being a big bulk of the cost. Well, not shocking, but $100,000 to $600,000 for one pit stop toilet. Now, we've got, I know that in Seattle, we brought in those special toilet shower things, and they're always just getting wrecked, even though they're supposed to be vandal-proof because you're typically putting them in a homeless encampment setting. And I can't remember how much those cost. Just this insane, insane cost associated with not only putting it in place, but the maintenance cost. And I don't remember the numbers, but it was like, whoa, that is a lot of money. So it's not just putting a roof over these people's head. It's stuff like this that is just the endless money pit associated with trying to pretend that the homeless issue, you know, it isn't that bad. Ah, we're just going to spend some billions of dollars and going to hope it's all going to go away. And cities like San Francisco and Seattle and Portland and LA, the more we spend, it just feels like the more it gets worse, doesn't it? And I think that's that homelessness, homeless, unhoused, whatever you want to call it, industrial complex. And I haven't really worked out all those bits and pieces, but I know you guys have a lot of theories because you let me know in the comments. Keep those coming because I always read stuff like, okay, so that's what you really honestly think? Yes, I do. All right. Okay. At almost $28.50 a flush, $28.50 per flush. That is some expensive flushing, right? Because normally you're going to flush what, a couple of gallons of water, the new efficient toilets that aren't efficient at actually flushing things down. But yeah, they use less water. At $28.50 a flush, the city is still investing in providing this service despite the cost. Now, you got to do something to try and make these areas look better. This is one of those things. In 2019, 24-hour pit stops were tried in a pilot program, and in April 2020, Mayor London Breed announced that the city would deploy more pit stop bathrooms in response to the pandemic. Because we had that whole, well, don't sweep the homeless encampments, because we just kind of think that that might spread the Rona around. And even though we don't have any data or any real science on the issue, but yeah, don't sweep them. Let them all be. And then homelessness just exploded, right? I mean, it went berserk in cities like San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle, just out of control. Still, public bathrooms are now undoubtedly harder to come by since the pandemic for everyone, from the unhoused to visiting tourists. All right. Here's one of the issues is look how well use of toilets in a restaurant by the public and not the non-paying public has worked out for Starbucks. If you've been following this channel, you've known that I've podcasted on that. Specifically, where their CEO, I think it was Howard Schultz, basically said, I can't believe that the number one concern that our employees have at our stores is their own safety. And he's talking, you know, you've got you got Starbucks in a lot of these neighborhoods that are just rough. They're rough. Now, they're being closed down now. And specifically, the ones that I find kind of entertaining are the ones that have recently unionized. And then those stores are like, well, it's not a safety issue. It's because we unionized and you're closing us down. Yeah, you got that whole narrative going on. But my point to this story is that Starbucks is, yeah, they're doing a little reversal on maybe we shouldn't have our restrooms open to the non-paying public because they're going in there and they're having sex and they're taking drugs and they're destroying the restrooms. And when they're in the store, they're making it very difficult for said patrons to want to be in the store. There's video after video after video of people just doing crazy stuff in not only Starbucks, but this is indicative of just how the homeless population works. And, you know, whatever percentage of them is just not mentally right. They come into a store, they want to use the restroom because they know that Starbucks has said, we're going to open them up to everybody. So they know they can go in there. Now Starbucks management is like, our employees are getting assaulted by the homeless people coming in to use the toilets, and people going in and having sex, and people going in and shooting up. What's that guy been doing in there for half an hour by himself? He's got some gastrointestinal issues, right? Yeah. No, he's shooting up and he's probably nodded off on the toilet. Good luck cleaning that one up. All right. Access to water is a basic human right. That includes bathrooms, showers, and water filling stations. Yes, it is, but you've got that available down at the shelter also, right? So when we're just putting these systems out there, you're just costing the taxpayer more money for something that's already available. But because we're not policing the whole homeless thing, we're not, you know, trying to shut it down in any way, shape, or form, it's just costing more money. That's literally what we're doing. But like I've said many times before, this cat is out of the bag. Genie's out of the bottle, right? I don't think you're going to wrangle that back in anytime soon. These numbers are going up. I wouldn't say they're going up exponentially, but I feel like Portland and I feel like San Francisco and I feel like Seattle, people know you can come to the West Coast here, bounce between those towns. You'll be taken care of. You'll be taken care of. So to me, why wouldn't they keep coming? We're putting toilets out for them, $100,000 to $600,000 a year that taxpayers are paying for. Huh. Well, I don't want poop in the streets. So I guess this is what we're doing. Thank God we've got an app that we can, you know, go on and 311. Hey, there's some poop on the western side of the street. It's just north of this street. Could you come down and clean it up? It's just so gross. So gross. Pets, I understand. But even with pets, clean up after your pet. You know what I mean? That's just so disgusting. You go on walks in a residential neighborhood and you'll see the people that are just really anti-dog pissing on their lawn. They've got a fence and they've got video cameras and signs. And I get that. Don't pee on my lawn either. Fortunately, I'm in a cul-de-sac and nobody really walks their dog by. But if they did, yeah, that's not cool. But human beings pooping on the sidewalk, yeah. Dodge the human fecal matter. Yeah, that's a serious game, right? And it's the reason that so much of the tourism is having a tough time in these downtown areas that have got the homeless encampments. People don't want to play dodge the human fecal matter. It's not a fun game. It's a stinky game. All right, that's it for me. Thanks so much for being here. We'll catch up in the next one. Bye for now.